Actor Paul Reiser's latest film takes us very close to home. Reiser's home, that is. It's a project that's been in the making for nearly 20 years and grew out of his love for two men, his father and the actor Peter Falk. The film is basically a father-son road trip, which starts off with Sam Kleinman, played by Peter Falk, arriving unexpectedly at the home of his son Ben Kleinman, played by Paul Reiser. In this scene, Ben and Ben's wife Rachel, played by Elizabeth Perkin, are trying to find out why Ben's mother left his father after 47 years of marriage.
Tell us what we can do.
I don't know. I figured I'd give it a day or two.
Wait a second, when did you find this?
Monday.
And you're just telling us about it now?
I didn't want to worry anybody.
Oh,
what are you calling? The police?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, there's a woman out there in her 70s, 5'4" and very angry. Take a look around.
The film is called The Thing About My Folks, and Paul Reiser is with us now in Studio 3A. Thanks so much for joining us. I know you just got rushed in from the airport.
My
here.
Pleasure. Nice to see you.
Glad to have you. The story of this film is it's a literal journey of a father-son road trip, but it's really the journey of a marriage of a family. What interested you in that?
You know, one of the things, the truisms of life is you never get to know who your parents are. Were before they were parents. By definition, you just can't get there early enough. And so we have this view of them as these people, as parents. And we see their lives, you know, and I'm the last of four, so I saw a bit older parents and wonder, they weren't always like this. They didn't always just fall asleep watching Mike Wallace at the end of the night. They didn't always just have this routine so routinized. And I always thought, well, if I knew my dad, would I have hung out with him if we were the same age? Who was my mom? Would we have been friends? And it was sort of an effort to address that. And in the movie, the movie kicks off with mom has mysteriously disappeared. She left a note and that everything was fine on a Monday, and Tuesday she said, I've had enough. And so we're not quite concerned that she's, you know, there's nothing really wrong. We're just more confused. And we set out on this journey, which I had some business to do out of town, and he goes with me, and suddenly we start talking, and suddenly we're talking about mom, and before you know it, secrets come up, and it's a very funny comedy, and Peter Falk gives a performance that is just breathtaking to me. I just love watching him.
Before we get to Peter Falk, I did want to ask you, it's a very, very personal movie, it seems to me. How closely is this really based on your own life?
The story's made up. My mom never left my dad,
I was convinced.
No,
tell you, I was convinced this was your life story.
No, and I never had that road trip. But the truth is, a lot of it, the conversations were real, and those were images and conversations that my parents either had or I could have sworn I heard them say. And the backstory is true. My mom met my dad before the war, and she was. Her first job interview out of college, she was supposed to go to the World's Fair and was convinced that, nope, she had to go for a job interview and got the first job she had interviewed for and met this guy and started going out, went, raised their kids, and before you know it, she shared this a few years ago, and she said, yeah, I guess I never got to that World's Fair. And that was sort of the framework of the movie. So the short answer is it's a made-up story, but based on actual people. I mean, that's very much their relationship. But I'll tell you, we have been going around the country and showing this to people, and as personal as this is, it's astounding to me to see the resonance it's having for people. I mean, everywhere we go, people are going, oh, that's my family. Yeah. That's my mother. Mm-hmm. That's my father. Those issues, you know, they don't change.
Well, and some things are universal. Yeah, there's a universality.
Absolutely.
About it, yes.
And the thing of, you know, the father who's a good guy and a great provider and a faithful husband certainly can't be faulted. You know, when Peter Falk has this response to any accusation, it's like, hey, I was a good dad and nobody can tell me different. But at the same time, yeah, but your wife left. Maybe, take a look, there might be some unhappiness there. So women are certainly responding to that issue of just wanting a little bit more attention, and men are responding to this because it's a guy movie, sort of. It's two guys, father and son, and getting to do the things we've never done, you know, and go fishing for the first time and go to ball games and get into fights in pool halls. So it's It's really reaching a lot of people in a way that's really nice to see.
Well, I want to ask you about Peter Falk, because I know you wrote the screenplay with Peter Falk in mind, but let's hear a little bit more of Peter Falk in this film. We have some tape of you with Peter Falk, and this is when you're on the road, father and son. Let's hear that.
My dad worked. That's all he knew. Work.
And did you resent that?
Oh. Here we go.
No. I wasn't saying anything.
Resent it? What do you mean resent? No, I didn't resent it. That's the way it was. He was my father.
Yeah, I know.
Why? You resent me?
No.
Because, you know, we never did this before today either.
No, I know, of course. That's just something I think about all the time now with my kids. They're growing up, but I'm always thinking, you know, what are they going to remember? Are we going to take them places? Are we going to do things that they wished we didn't do, or are there going to be things we didn't do that they're going to grow up and say, hey, how come we never did that?
Is this what you do in therapy?
That is actor Peter Falk in the new film Things About My Folks, written by Paul Reiser, the actor who also acts in the film. If you have a question for him, give us a call at 800-989-8255. Why Peter Falk? I guess you've been a fan of his forever.
I love Peter Falk, and it wasn't as if I was even writing this and I thought who would be best to play it. The initial idea was always Peter Falk, because it started one night when I was 20 years ago, I had this idea at first, and I was visiting my parents, and my father happened to be watching Peter on TV and laughing. And there's something about, I just observed the way he laughed at Peter and always did, and the consistency of that, that the two were sort of blended in my mind. I thought, I have to do something where Peter Falk plays my father. So he was there before the idea was there. And there's something so rich about him. And I haven't quite figured it out. You know, you think he's been in our lives for so long. And mm-hmm. and when the movie starts and you see his mug, I watch the audience smile. Just, they're comfortable. They go, we know this guy. This guy wears well. He's been with us and he looks great. And he has such a great body of work. Without being flashy or showy, you know, certainly the consistency, 35 years of Columbo or whatever it is. But the great early movies and Pocketful of Miracles and The In-Laws and the Cassavetes films and Wings of Desire. He's just always been great. And I think part of what makes him so great is it's not a big journey for him to take you from comedy into serious, into other colors right. In the middle. You know, some people, you can see them straining. You know, I never even thought about this, but I think of Robert De Niro, you know, there's nobody better than De Niro, and you watch him in his serious movies and he's that thing, and then he puts on the other filter and he's funny, sort of a sideways version of himself in other movies. Peter, it's not such a clean cut thing, and right. He can take you anywhere. And I think one of the successful things about this movie is that it takes the audience's places constantly. It's really funny, and then suddenly it's kind of tender, and then suddenly it's funny again, and then suddenly you're surprising, and it takes you places. And Peter is the way in, because he's funny without trying to be funny. He's tender when he's not meaning to be. Mm-hmm. He's just, it's hard to not watch him.
He puts character in the word, in the phrase character actor.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get a call. Mark in, let me get to Mark in San Antonio, Texas. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Well, I had a question for Paul about the character that he played in Diner, Modell, because that was a movie I really enjoyed, and enjoyed that character specifically.
Oh,
and
good.
Just wondered how did that character develop, and is there anything else you'd like to
It's an interesting question, because I got the role and then really read the script and said, wait, there's no role here. There was nothing really written. He was always to be this sixth guy in a group of five. He was going to be the sixth guy. And Barry Levinson, who wrote it and directed it, that was his first film. And he just said, you know, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. And we sort of, he let the cameras roll a lot and we just improvised. He saw things that I don't think I had any idea were there, and he sort of sculpted it and pushed it into the right place. Right. I'm glad you liked it. Thanks.
Great film. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call, Mark. We're going to try and get one more call in here now before the end of the show. Caesar in Sacramento, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I wanted to say thank you for making this movie. I just can't wait to see it. I'm 47, and I didn't have my first kid until I was 43. I leave for work at like 3:15, 3:30 in the morning, and I don't get home to see my kid till 7, sometimes 7:30. And this morning I got out of bed, and before I left, I just picked my one-year-old up, put him in my arms, and just held him for a few minutes, and I thought, what's he going to remember about me? He's going to remember that Dad was always gone to work.
Kids to go on the road to promote this movie, and I said, well, look at the irony of that. But, you know, we all do that, and as you get... I'm exactly where you were, you know, are, and in my 40s, and I have two young kids, and suddenly you understand your parents a little better, and you're more forgiving, and you realize we're just trying to do the best we can.
All right. Thanks so much for your call, Caesar. Actor Paul Reiser, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much.
And his new movie is called Things About My Folks. This is Talk the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.